Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around. Please welcome to the stage, Scott Rumann.
Everybody.
Oh, Scott, I love you, Scott.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Don't give away the ruse.
I mean women in the audience. Yeah. Welcome to the Scottish Podcast. I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Yeah.
To my right is Mike.
Yeah.
And for those who have never seen the Scottish Podcast before, we kind of just talk about weird things that are always on my mind.
Yeah.
And then I realize how weird I am and how I ruin things.
Yep. No. Oh, you ruin the podcast.
Well, I mean, amongst that.
So I was last month.
What?
How was last month?
He wasn't here last month.
Here's the problem we have with John.
I get paying gigs, and then it's always somehow the third week.
No, we've all missed them. No,
that's not what I was talking about. I was like, because I always try to
think. Here's the other problem with John.
Yeah, here's the other problem with John. I always try to think of things that, like, this would make a fun thing. Here's an idea I have in my brain. Let's talk with my friends about it, and then I realize I have a feeling that my views will conflict with John's immensely. And they usually do, and then we usually like talk loud and angrily, and then it's a fun time for the audience because they like seeing conflict and being awkward.
Yeah.
Ken is very laid back compared to you.
Yeah.
So we were talking about stuff, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I could see that. I mean, Like, I mean, maybe some people like this, some people like that." I'm like, "God damn it, that's not how John would react."
We got some updates.
Yeah.
From Apple.
I know it updated all sorts of stuff.
So I think the difference is that because he clearly doesn't care about your well-being. Like, I'm trying to fix you, and he could give a shit.
Like, John,
would read it that way. Yeah.
What are your views on, like, if you, like, you have a nice cold beer right there, right?
Sure.
What if you put ice in that beer?
I'm not for it.
That is the nicest he's ever sounded.
Yeah.
I'm not for it. No, I don't like it.
Call it milk and ice.
Milky and ice?
I've seen it, but I'm not a milk drinker myself, so I could see why people might do it. Because iced coffees are popular.
Yeah.
And that's basically the same thing.
The prediction for the ice and beer, you'd say, what? Why would you? What? Who does that?
Yeah.
I've only seen a couple, and maybe I'm just in a chiller mood. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
From all your PCP?
Yeah.
Right. It's a reference.
I don't do PCP. That's a bit from my jokes.
Stand up.
Did you actually?
I did.
Yeah.
Because after looking it up, like the side effects and everything, I did. It was clearly PCP laced pot.
I wouldn't say the side effects of doing PCP. That's the effect.
That is effect.
You don't say.
It's true.
I drank a lot of beer and I got a hangover, but the side effects made me feel woozy and dizzy.
No, you're right. It's the effects of taking PCP.
The side effects.
It's the possibilities is when you smoke PCP, this could happen to you.
Yeah. It's a good bit. I enjoy how I like watching the bit evolve.
Thank you.
Like, you worked the Hardee's thing?
I know, I'm reversing. Yeah, now the Hardee's is moving in there.
I feel bad, though, because Hardee's does have Wi-Fi.
That's not the point of the joke.
Well,
is that standard for all Hardee's?
I don't know, the one I go to.
This podcast, by the way, is very exciting for people who have not heard John's stand-up routine.
Yeah.
Just referring to a thing they did not
All right, well, here's my first question. It's probably beard hair. Don't worry about it.
Gross.
I found my, what is this called, smoke screen? No.
Your smoke screen for your microphone?
Windscreen. I found it.
Mike's cat hair all over it.
Yeah, or my hair. I found it.
Everyone so close to the mic?
It's, I'm because, well.
You just burped.
John, do you, here's the first question.
And now it's starting the podcast.
I'm going to Baltimore tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I thought that was.
How are you getting there?
Flying.
Line?
Not a question.
Either. I'm going there in September.
Oh,
I'm not going there.
I don't have anything to say about it. I was just excited because I don't go anywhere normally.
No, you don't. No.
And this is the second plane ride I've taken. Gonna take.
Yeah.
This is the second plane ride you've taken,
or I'm going to take.
The first was for a wedding, right?
Yeah.
A tropical
Jamaica,
vacation.
Jamaica, yeah. That that fell apart so fast.
What do you mean?
The wedding.
Oh,
the wedding.
The marriage.
The marriage, I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're divorced within a year.
Oh, jeez.
But you got to go to Jamaica.
Yeah,
no offense. I doubt my friend listens to this. It was a fun time.
And why would they be offended by facts?
Because I think the way I presented them and the way I used it for humor.
Oh, maybe.
That's
maybe.
Might be a shitty thing for me.
Then so what do we have, Scott? What do we have?
Well, you're assuming, though, that it's going to be bad for Baltimore, then.
No.
I was assuming your prediction was I went on one plane trip and that wedding.
I had a great time there.
Yeah, you had a great time.
But a few months later.
So now Baltimore is going to fall apart.
Yeah, it's almost as if like crime will take over in Baltimore.
So the streets of Baltimore will not be safe to walk on.
It'll be later, though.
Yes.
It'll be later.
Have you seen The Wire?
Jason, my brother did.
That's not the answer to my question.
Therefore, I watched a part he showed me where they swear a lot.
Ooh.
What was on HBO? Yes. Within the next week, I would watch The Wire so you could, like, tour every
within the
season.
Next week? I leave tomorrow.
Oh, you leave tomorrow?
I'll be on a plane in 12 hours.
It's only a 2-hour flight, but I mean, you can.
No, I stop in Detroit, which is another.
Oh, you're going
place.
From Green Bay?
Yeah.
You're a sucker. There's a nonstop flight from Southwest in Milwaukee.
Mm. I'm not going to drive to Milwaukee.
Why?
Because I had to drive to Milwaukee.
Are you paying for this flight?
No.
Then, okay, it's okay.
Yeah. It's for work, man.
Plus, he gets to go to Detroit Airport.
Yes.
Yeah. So not only you get to go to Baltimore, but you get to go to Detroit.
Uh-huh. Wow. And the way back, going through Chicago. I'm just kidding. It's not true.
It's a lot of abandoned buildings.
Well, I'm not going to leave the airport. The airport's not abandoned.
I'm joking.
John, I don't understand.
So, you don't like seafood, though, do you?
I'm willing to try on the company's dime.
Oh.
That was me making the money sign.
Yeah, because out there you can at least get some good lobster.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I've only had lobster like once, and it was Red Lobster.
This will be the perfect time.
Mm.
Then those diseased lobsters walking in a tank with their own feces.
Yeah.
They'll actually serve fresh lobster to you.
But to be fair, I like diseased chickens that are in walking their own feces.
Sure. You probably have never had like a fresh chicken, so you don't know. It's probably delicious.
Or horrible.
Maybe.
Do you like soup?
You like soup, Scott?
Yeah, I guess.
There's a second question to this. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I would say get some fresh lobster bisque is amazing.
Ooh.
Oh, I've had lobster bisque.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Then you'll like lobster.
I'm excited.
All right.
Scott, that is lobster, but then you get more lobster and less liquid.
What does it take? What does it feel like?
It tastes like lobster bisque.
I said, what does it feel like? What does lobster feel like?
It feels like shrimp.
Oh.
But like cooked.
Well, yeah, I know cooked. It's not
like warm, not like cold shrimp.
Who eats cold shrimp?
People do all the time. It's
like cold shrimp hors d'oeuvres. Like
sorry. I was thinking like you pulled them out of the freezer and it's like, eat them like popcorn
frozen shrimp.
No.
Just toss
them. Why would I say cold shrimp? No, I say frozen shrimp.
Well, I'm thinking of cold shrimp. I usually have hot shrimp.
Hot shrimp.
Popcorn.
Hot shrimp here.
Hot shrimp. Popcorn shrimp.
Hot shrimp for sale. Who wants hot shrimp by the stick?
Was that a Elvis movie? Hot shrimp? No.
What?
Was that an Elvis movie?
Yeah, hot shrimp.
I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah,
he had a lot of movies.
Yeah, no, that's why I was.
Are you? No, I don't know if this is true. Your attitude and tone. I don't know. Are you mocking me? What is this? He's mad at me now. Look at his eyes.
No, he's just high.
No.
He's high?
No.
I wish. Okay, if it wasn't against...
Last time I was, but not this time.
If it wasn't... Yeah, because last time was 420. You missed it.
Don't touch me.
I did, too. If it was, honestly, if I company...
Clam Bake.
Company.
Clam Bake was the Elvis movie. Clam Bake. Elvis was in a movie called Clam Bake.
Was it a beach movie?
I assume. I've not seen it. I just know the title.
How do you know? It's not a song, though. He didn't write a song.
How do I know? I just know things.
One for the clam.
Two for the shrimp.
Three for the...
Lobster.
Now bisque.
King
Creole.
Crab.
That's another one.
You're just making up words of food.
No, that was another Elvis movie.
He was also in Chicken Parmesan.
No, that's not true. King Creole. He was in a movie called King Creole.
Clam Bake is one movie.
Clam Bake was...
Clambake.
The heir to an oil fortune trades places with a water ski instructor at a Florida hotel to see if girls will like him for himself rather than his father's
money. That's a run-on sentence.
Based on that title, you would never have guessed that plot.
No.
Clambake, I'd assume it's like a beach blanket bingo, and they go, look at that, where's a bunch of teenage kids going to eat a clambake.
It's about an oil tycoon.
And he's a water, and they switch.
They get a deal with a water skier.
It's like trading places, but it's Elvis.
Yeah. Well, I might check that out later.
All right.
Let's do it.
Elvis movies, by the way, are not very good.
No.
But Every time there's a music number, it is hypnotically amazing. He's amazing to watch as a performer. Yeah. Jailhouse Rock, awful movie. Terrible movie.
Yeah.
But the three or four musical numbers in there are just like grippingly.
I've never seen an Elvis movie.
I'm not really into crime drama, though.
It's not a good movie. I'm going to say that again. It's not a
like,
good movie.
I mean, one of the reasons I don't watch The Wire is because it deals with prison stuff, right?
Yeah.
No, that's Oz.
That's after The Wire.
Yeah. Yeah. The Wire, I mean, The Wire is about Baltimore and the drug trade.
Yeah, but
police.
They go to prison. I'm sure some of them do.
There's literally no prison. There's like two prison scenes in the whole series. It's about the police station and the drug dealer.
Yeah, where do the police stations live?
Police stations live?
You have no concept of law, do you?
Yeah.
Scott, the where law. Do police stations live?
I mean, if there's...
Where do the police stations live? Were you going to say in the jail?
No.
Yes, you were.
I was going to say where's... It's in the... Police.
There are holding cells. Yes, there are holding cells in police stations.
No, police stations.
But jails and prisons are separate.
Police stations aren't like the Andy Griffith Show, where it's like the jail is.
Yeah. See,
where they actually have the bars like right next to the desks.
I've watched The Stand.
Yeah, Baltimore, the little city of Baltimore. Don't help Scott.
There's sections of
salt. That's fine. He doesn't need help.
Yeah. Wait, no. What was the question? The first question I had.
I'm going to Baltimore.
You didn't ask a question. You said I'm going to Baltimore.
John, question.
Question.
I'm bored of this topic already, though, because I'm going to see it tomorrow, so I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm excited to talk about it when you come back.
John, when you have sex with people, do you tell them?
Whoa! What?
Your wife excluded.
What was the question?
That's not the question. Reread it. Think it.
When you have dreams.
Yeah, there's the key word.
Did I forget dreams?
Yeah.
That's the important word.
That's the important word in that sentence. Holy shit.
But wait, John, if you could answer the first one first, though. When you have sex with people, do you tell them?
I was like, I thought that's what I heard, and I was like, I don't even know where to begin with this question.
Well, tell them. I would begin by telling them. I guess I would tell them before, maybe, and then maybe during.
You always ask their permission.
Yeah,
you want to check that. It doesn't even matter if she's like, let's do this. Yeah. Do you want to have sex?
Yeah.
And she says yes. That's always been my motto.
And then during, are you enjoying the sex you're having with me?
Would you like to stop?
Here's my ID and hold it up to her just to make sure you know who I am. And afterwards, how was the sex with me?
Your ID.
And here's a printed article on consent. And I believe we hit every single point on this bullet point tablet.
I made a little chart.
Yeah, about consent.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to actually see the things you say you do. Not with people. Not that part. But like, I want to like be like, I want to go to your house and be like, this is the chart that I was talking about hanging on the wall. And there's like a tape recorder next to it.
The consent chart?
Cassette.
Which is in a cassette tape
chart. You said consent.
Consent. I think
it's a consent cassette.
I might make a consent chart and hang it up next to that bed.
You should.
What do you think that would, how do you think that would play?
Oh.
You don't think it would play well? But it would be like
a... Tell people before you.
Yeah, it would be like an icebreaker. But I suppose by that time the ice is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the consent chart somewhere else in the house.
Hopefully, by that point, a lot of things are.
I see it as a after.
You want to get consent before, John.
No, but this is confirming the consent. You should have a pre-consent chart, and you know what? We need two charts.
If you could just sign this paperwork, I know we just had.
What if you had a chart? Like, if you go to a fast food restaurant, you can get the big, like the number one. It's like the Big Louie. Number two is like
Louis Jr.
Yeah,
two
whatever.
Drinks.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then they all get the value.
But just have it up there. So if they go, you know what I'm feeling right now, I could go for a number five, like a flipty dipty, and then or whatever.
Most of them are called a flipty dipty.
Flipty dipty.
And then that way,
that's where they reverse the buns and the burgers, so you get two burgers on in the middle of a bun.
Flipty dipty. Jesus, where would that entail?
And then you can dip it.
It would be two burgers, and then in the middle there's a bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but like, flipty dipty.
And then they serve with ketchup on the sides, so you can dip it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait,
there's cheese in between the buns, so it's like grilled cheese topped with burger.
Wait, you guys are using food innuendos. I'm using sex innuendos.
Oh, we weren't using innuendo. We were just talking about food.
We had no idea you were using sex.
That's what the chart is in the bedroom.
You said it was the big one, and I didn't know what that meant for sexually.
The big one. It's sex. I don't know, John. The big one is sex. See?
It's a chart.
Yeah. They could have like side items, which could be like foreplay types of things. Like, oh, I just, all I want is the buttery nipples or whatever. Or
you want buttery nipples?
I don't know. So
buttery nipples. Will there be a secret menu? Like it's
signed? Oh, there could be if you're
and
there.
There's a dollar menu if she's scared.
Yeah.
Most of them get the dollar menu.
I'm just saying, like, you could have desserts or appetizers.
Sure.
Well, all sorts of things, all the whole menu, and like,
yeah. Let's work on getting the women there in the first place. Versus,
you gotta have a menu before you open a franchise.
Variety of things we're offering.
Franchise.
Yeah, you know what? The McDonald's franchise though started just serving burgers.
Yeah,
just hamburgers,
it's just burgers, and Michael Keaton.
That was it. And then it was fries. And then it was cheeseburgers. So that was a big
cheeseburgers are the skanks, I think.
Whoa, why?
Because it's got.
Because it's better.
No, it's got cheese, John.
Why do skanks have cheese?
Exactly. Because they're not clean. Isn't that what cheese is, John?
Why do skanks have cheese?
You think cheese is dirty?
Jesus Christ. The way you said it looked at me like, what? Tell me.
Okay, what's your original question?
I don't fucking even know.
Dream. You said something about dreams.
If you had sex with someone in a dream, do you tell them? Do you tell them, John?
Tell who?
Them.
Oh, like the person I had sex with?
Yeah.
In your dream.
Not in your dream, but like hey, because some people think it's really weird when I do that. I'm like, it's a
it
dream.
Is very weird.
I don't control it.
No, it's weird.
So like hey, by the
it
way.
It depends on how close you are with them. Because a lot of times I really can't have sex in dreams. I don't know what it is. Like I can never come in dreams.
But can you have sex?
I can have sex, but I never come. I remember like in my dreams, I'll just be like, I can't come.
Lately, I've been in my dreams. Although the last couple months, I've been able to. But I, for a couple of years, I kept cock blocking myself. I would get to the point, and then something else would happen, and I'd wake up.
Yes,
I always had to pee.
Okay,
like in real life too. Like I'm like
maybe that's your thing though.
It's my thing.
Yeah,
because I like pee on someone before I have sex with them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
People's
pee on the what?
Maybe an extra value menu.
Oh, on the chart.
And a large drink on the side.
I thought you were like saying, pee on the shirt. I like that. Pee on the shirt. Pee on the chart.
So you tell people if you have a sex dream about them?
Sometimes.
The thing I assume, I agree, it depends how close you are to the person.
Well, I feel like I'm like, hey, because Taylor Swift never responds when I message her.
Yeah, well, she probably... Here's what the thing I was like, is that people... If you say, I had a dream about you, and you're talking to someone of the opposite sex, they are going to assume that it was a sex dream.
Anyway. It's not always. That's
I know. But the assumption is, if you go, hey, I had a dream about you, the assumption is they're sex dreams. And they're usually right anyway.
No, well, that's why I usually start the sentence not saying, I had a dream about you, because it's not about them. It's about the situation, whatever situation is happening, and they're just there. So I said, hey, you were in my dream. We went to a zoo.
And then we fucked on the turtle shells.
We honestly didn't, though, John.
I just peed on her.
And I pumped you in your poo.
What?
Yeah.
Punked you in your poo?
We went to the zoo and you pumped her in her poo.
Oh, she's making a rhyme situation. Punk.
It says sex.
It wasn't that one. Wasn't a sex dream.
Oh.
Jesus.
We just went to the zoo.
Yeah, we just went to the zoo. I had a friend. Yeah. I had a friend who worked at the zoo in Japan, and like, hey, you want to play with whatever animals you want? Come on here. In fact, bring a friend. So I brought one of my friends along, and we played with red pandas.
And he's like, I'll pick a cougar, and then.
You're a veterinarian now.
No, what?
Why would you do that to?
The gesture was very veterinary.
Yeah, it was very. I'm impregnating
a cougar.
No, that was just semen.
You went really far. Like that seems too far. Like just
no.
Go.
This my whole arm is semen.
Was that?
This is a urethra, and then just boom.
See, it wasn't his hand.
It was like something else.
Yeah.
So it was like a.
No, I was exaggerating.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was magnetizing a penis and semen.
Yeah,
it looked like you were taking your hand and shoving it up inside of a cougar.
It looked like you're going from zero to elbow in like 1 second. Just. Yeah.
I also thought you were fisting it. So.
Yeah.
It's okay.
See.
Look.
Maybe the audience like.
I mean,
I'm not gonna yell at you for what you saw.
And I don't know. cougars might like that.
I'm just making it, explaining it to the people listening so they don't go, oh yeah, that's John. He's just...
I doubt they are at home listening to this going... Maybe they are.
But no, I don't think I really... I don't really have any... if I've... I'll have, like, sex with people that will combine people in my dreams, or I'll have sex with, like, celebrities.
What?
Like, I'll make up... Like, my dreams will have, like, made-up people. Like, oh. They'll combine, like, three
Oh, I think
people.
Like... At least they combine those, like, human centipedes that are, like...
No.
Just, like, just sew them all together, like, someone giant...
No, like, I will see legitimate strangers in my dreams, like, that I've never met.
Fun fact, they're not strangers.
Fun fact, yes. Mike and I have fun facts for you.
You tell yours. It's, one, your show.
It's the same fact, I think.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Fun fact, John. Our mind doesn't make up faces. When we see someone in our dreams, it is someone that we have met in the past.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or it could be, I guess it could be an amalgam of strange things, but it's not maybe. A made up thing.
It's, yeah, it's not like you go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it feels like a combination of a couple people.
Yeah. Which is why a while back, like every once in a while, I see like my memories pop up on Facebook. And I saw one a while back that said, hey, like I had a dream. Where I met this person, and they're like, it felt like a soulmate type situation. And I was like, I recognized her, but I didn't like know who she was. But I could like pick her out in a crowd, and she kept showing up in dreams. I'm like, this might be a real person that wants to get. I gotta find. It's scary, John. People are.
Did you
old.
Ever find him?
No, obviously not. Look at my hand. Look at both my hands. Which one is the ring? Which one is left hand? Left.
You're assuming if you find them, you get married right away.
I mean, maybe, yeah, soulmates. We're soulmates, John, Mike.
You think soulmates know that they're soulmates? I don't know.
I think it's a feeling.
Yeah, John has a feeling.
I don't believe in the soulmate thing. I don't believe in the true love thing.
No?
No. Or the love at first sight thing?
Well, I don't believe in love at first sight.
No, I don't believe in any of that.
But
John?
I think you just get used to it and settle.
Whoa.
Whoa. You do. You get used to somebody you like. I mean, I'm not denying love. I'm just saying elevating it to a deeper meaning. No, it's you get used to a person. Yeah, no, I love that person. Sure.
Yeah,
like the whole love at first sight thing. I mean, not. I don't want. I don't. I don't want.
Love at first sight. If that's actually dangerous and
fact.
Insane.
Fun fact. Same fun fact. The same
fun fact.
Was
it
the same
fact?
Fun fact?
I don't know. I don't. I wasn't. I was just saying.
Oh,
insane.
I read the same fun.
Dangerous.
The similar fun fact. That love at first sight doesn't exist. The feeling that you get when you meet someone and you think it's love right away is actually your body's reaction to run away. It's actually like the opposite of like.
Oh, okay.
It's like oh, they're like oh, just you gotta be, like it's not just being like nervous because you have butterflies in your stomach. Mm-hmm. You're nervous because you're like this person isn't good for me.
Yeah.
Hmm. There you go.
I can't say. My wife's and I was love at first sight because we were at the same wedding and we didn't interact at all.
See?
I clearly saw her because she gave a speech, and it was not love at first sight. I needed glasses still at that point. I couldn't even fucking see her. But I would say when I first started, like when I went to the sports corner, like as soon as we started talking, I had something. Like I was like, I want to know this girl. When she was hanging out with a friend, I thought it was her boyfriend, and I was disappointed. Like the first time we even talked, so it's like there was a feeling. I mean, there was like a.
Sure.
Thing. I felt there was something there. Something energy was there.
Something energy was there. I'm just listening and repeating,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know, man. This is gonna get is this a serious episode? We could talk about serious things like love.
It's your episode, Scott.
I don't wanna talk about serious
things.
Talk about
whatever you want to talk about.
Speaking of love. I'm pooping more, John.
What?
I'm pooping more.
Did we discuss you pooping now? You don't poop a lot, do you?
No. Oh, sorry. No, I mean, like, not more. There should be more to the sentence.
More.
Not at home.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at that. That's great.
Look at you. All right.
I pooped in a gas station.
Whoa.
How did it went? Okay, right?
All the places a gas station.
Yeah.
No, okay. This is what fucking. Okay, this is what pisses me off.
I was there at that gas station.
Yeah, you sure were.
I got to witness you pooping out of your... I didn't even realize what a big deal it was.
Okay, first of all, witnessing... Thank you for using the word witnessing.
Well, I mean, I didn't witness it.
So, this gas station we stopped at... Well, we were doing this like...
Who's we?
Okay, it was me, Eric, and Mike. We were doing like a show in north of Eau Claire.
Yeah.
And on the way back, we stopped at this fucking... Like, I can't even call it a town or a village. It was like... I don't
township?
Know what it was probably like a township, And there's nothing else around except fields and stuff, but we stopped at this one bar. It looked like it was a house turned into a bar.
Yeah.
We walked in, if there was music playing, we would have heard a record scratch. And yeah,
there was like a bar of people all facing away from the door, and they all turned directly around at us. And that was the only people in the room, like just like one bar where they made like eight guys at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About like 6 feet away from the door. And they're all like,
and the only thing,
there's no music going at the moment.
They're watching Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. but then, oh my God, so then like, you're serving food, right? She's like, oh yeah, we are. Like, oh, okay. So we sat down and like the tables, it was like a normal like bar tables.
Sure.
But then there's one table that had all these like office chairs.
Like executive leather Austin chairs that like lean back and
yeah.
like adjustment things.
Yes. Yeah. There's one table that had that. Everyone else just had like bar chairs.
Yeah. So we sat at the office.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was great.
But were
they good? Were they like kind to you guys? Or were they?
Well, they didn't really talk to us.
No, yeah, the people in general, they were fine.
But they didn't like
we get no. This is a Wednesday, and it was like around 5-ish, so okay. you could tell these people were regulars.
Well, yeah.
But we ended up like getting like fried chicken there because like it was on the menu, and it was like one of five things on the menu, and boy, oh boy, that. Fucking grease went through me. I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to hold it till I get home. So we get to the gas station, like maybe half an hour down the road because Mike had to get gas for the car. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go in and take a poop in this gas station. And the stall was giant. It was only one, so it was a handicap stall.
Sure.
But the door was in the middle of the thing. So like you're like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, it's not like on the left side or right side. Yeah. It's like in the middle of the wall.
Right.
But then the toilet was way off in the corner. So I guess some people had rooms with their chairs
sure.
or crutches. Yes.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where the wall was not great. So it was probably a 1 or 2 inch gap between the door and where it latches. And it lined up perfectly with the middle of the toilet. So I sit down and I see the urinal just perfectly. I'm like, people can just walk past and glance and just see me going, it was the worst layout. Why can't they just put like fucking overlaps over the, so there's no cracks. It costs an extra $2?
The way they model restaurant and gas station bathrooms is almost cruel.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense the way they do that, like, or how shitty they become really quickly.
Yeah, it's just like someone knocks into the wall and suddenly it shifts a little, and then metal's bent, and then there's gaps in the wall, and you watch people poop. Fucking
You could watch somebody poop, but no one
watched you, right?
The guy that was peeing, he kind of turned around and was like, "I'm like, don't look at me."
Did you say it to him?
No.
I'm guessing.
Are you sure you didn't say it?
I hope not.
That would be so funny if this big tough guy just like started pacing it, like, don't look at me. Shot you right in the face.
Okay. But no, I was just saying because I'm not as worried about things like that anymore.
Because
I don't like pooping in public. Who likes pooping in public? Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. That was not our argument. Our argument was that it like... You can poop in public.
Although,
it's not like, you know,
it'll be a cold day in hell when I poop in these bathrooms. For sure.
Why?
Because it's so... It's not like you go down a hallway and you're like, this is where the bathrooms are. The bathrooms here are right next to like the voice booth and the bar.
Yeah.
If I poop in there, people will know as soon as I get out.
I've pooped... Okay, Mike, you pooped in there?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, I have too.
I am not gonna.
Okay.
John, don't make me.
Scott, name a time... Where you've seen us walk out after pooping and you've known.
I've known when people pooped in there.
That's not what the question I asked.
Do you know... I don't know if you guys pooped.
Exactly. But people have. So you're way too worried that people are going to think you pooped in there, but no one gives a shit. If you're in there a long time...
Yeah, that's shit.
But if you're in there for a long time, people will be like, oh, you pooped. It doesn't matter. Like,
you think I didn't... Everybody
This is when I know I'm right, is you break down as a person socially. You just have to remember that, like, as much as you're worried about that, no one cares that you're pooping in there.
I do.
You do, but you're the only one, so why is that stopping you?
Just knowing.
But you don't care that you poop, right?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Okay, so I'm getting to my point. So when you poop, it doesn't matter to you, right? You're pooping.
What? I don't know what that means. It doesn't matter to you.
Say it again. I just want you to answer the question.
I don't know how to answer it. I don't know what it means.
So you don't care that you poop, right?
I don't...
Don't look at me.
Do you care that you poop?
I don't care that I poop.
Jason, you care that you poop?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that I poop.
What?
It's a question. I hate pooping. Yeah.
No, I mean, do you get self-conscious when you poop?
Yes. That's why I don't go in the bathroom.
By yourself at home?
By yourself?
I mean, sometimes I'm always like, what if someone comes over in the next 10 minutes?
No, it's not by yourself.
Oh, there's a whole other issue.
What?
Because I think normal people just don't care. Like, we get it. You have to poop. Like, people, you just have to poop. That's what happens.
What if I'm, like, upstairs pooping, and then I get done, and I'm like, whoa, that was a lot of poop. God damn it.
Okay.
And then, like, next thing you know, the doorbell rings, and someone's like, hey, you mind if I come in? I'm like,
When was the last time
the doorbell rang,
and someone said, hey, can I come on in?
What do you mean? There's just a whole bunch of inflections?
No, I don't
want to talk about that. I want to talk about that no one has ever rang your doorbell.
No.
That you would not expect a guest to come
sometimes
over.
My dad does.
Sometimes. Why would your dad care if you pooped?
I don't know.
He literally changed your diaper the first 2 years of your life as you shit everywhere. He doesn't care that
you
poop.
Worse.
I'm just saying, there's a possibility.
I'm saying, as someone with a son, I'm sure Mike could say the same thing, I don't care that my son poops. You know your daughter poops in your house, right?
She lately has not been flushing. I don't know, I'll get into details of this when they're...
See, Scott?
She's lately not been flushing.
And she's a teenager.
Remember when a while back when your daughter was listening to these podcasts, you're like, don't listen, because we were talking about weird things. Now it's another reason for her.
I hope she doesn't listen to this one.
No, Scott, but here's the thing, Scott. You are way too worried that everyone is focused on you pooping when no one cares. Like, when you poop, if you ever poop in there, no one will care. No one will notice, and you'll be the only one who's worried about it.
What if I have to poop on the plane tomorrow, John?
It's a, what is it, a 2-hour flight at most?
No, I don't know. I don't look. It's sometimes.
But, Scott, those are the things that you need to research for yourself to help you. Because I guarantee you it's 1:15 to Detroit, and then probably 2 hours to Baltimore, which means you can poop before, in between your flights, or after.
Or all three.
Spread it out. Spread out
is the wrong way to.
But Scott, does
it.
That not fix your dilemma?
I'm not afraid of pooping on the plane. I'll hold it, man.
No, you should go. You should poop on the plane.
You should poop on the plane.
Airplane bathrooms are delightful.
That's another question I have, John. How do you know when you have to pee?
My terrible bladder all the time will let me know. Like, you have to pee now, or you're going to pee.
I know. Yes. But can we break it down from there? Because I was thinking about this the other day.
I know when a little button pops on me like a turkey when it's done.
I kind of wish. Are you okay, John?
No.
I kind of... this is another one of those moments where I wish life was like a video game.
Yeah, okay.
Where there's like a meter. You could look at a meter and it's like... Oh, you reached this threshold. Yeah. Now you have from now till this threshold to pee.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, do you just suddenly go, oh, I can go now? Because technically you could go whenever.
Sure.
But then, like, he liked that, Mike.
He did.
I would have never expected him to say that in a million years. Turkeys and buttons.
Yeah, turkey.
Because I thought he said, like, the button of your boxers, and then you say pop.
Just, I've got
to
go.
Well, then I for sure have to go.
Yeah, if it starts coming out, like, just kidding.
That's what I was like.
Because, like, I don't know. This I should have articulated this better, because this doesn't make any sense.
You mumbled articulate.
Yeah,
I'm a walking conundrum. Walking.
It would have been better if you'd have mumbled that.
And he's also sitting right now.
That's a Michael joke.
It's a Michael joke. How many more topics we got?
I don't know. I wrote... Oh, this one might be, what time is it? You can go into this.
Sure.
This is an experiment based on a video game. Nope. Comic book. I was about to touch you. I didn't. All right.
I don't really care.
John, let's pretend someone says, you're going to die. and they shake their finger at you.
Okay.
Like, you're gonna get it. And you're like, oh, I do believe him. And then don't get mad because you're going to think it's based on the movie. It's not. Then they say, hey, John, here's what's going to happen. Here's a box with a button on it. Now, either you're going to die or you push this button and someone else is going to die. And then every month you have to make that decision whether you're going to die or you have to push the button.
Yeah.
Would you push the button?
Every month?
Every month.
Ugh. Now, do I get any follow-up questions?
Yes. We can... I was expecting follow-up questions, and then I was going to adjust them to my bidding.
So he's the one who put the box in?
Yes.
Oh, so we're going to pretend that you did this to me?
Well, I mean, no. Well, pretend that I did this to you, but I'm not Scott.
Okay. You're just a person.
I'm the guy who's like, hey.
But I can ask you questions.
Yeah.
So you present this to me, and you just one day you just walk into my house and be like, either push this button or you die.
Yeah.
How much time do I have to push this button?
It's like rent, where you have to push it. Like, on the first of every month.
Or you got a 7-day grace period.
No, you don't have a 7-day grace period.
That's not like rent. So this first time, do I have to push it now? Or do I have to wait, like now?
Yep.
Or?
Like, you have to push it by midnight.
Oh, okay. Do I know the people who die?
Not when you push it.
So you know after?
There's a possibility.
No, I meant like, if I push the button, is it possible that someone I know will die?
I never thought of that.
You didn't think of that?
No.
Wait, no, like, his head explodes.
You didn't consider that maybe would be someone you would know? That
okay, let's assume it's someone you don't know. Let's assume it's someone you don't know.
Button.
All right. Okay.
But you might learn afterwards about the person.
Yes.
I think that's what he was like.
You might get to know them.
Okay, you don't know them. So you don't know. Boom.
And you'll never know them.
All right. Then the next month comes, you push it again.
Well, I asked the same question. I said, will this be somebody that I know personally?
No.
Button.
All right. And then how long do you think you could handle keep pushing that button?
Forever.
Forever?
Well, here's the thing. If you say, so say I kill 12 people a year.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it averages up.
To stay alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I live, what, 60 more years? That's...
You have to do math.
144 people?
That's more than, no, that's 12.
Did you say 60 or
60? 60 times 12 is up 720.
That's, 700.
That's like a whole hospital.
Yeah, but if you think about it...
That's not true. Okay.
You have no more follow-up questions on this, John? No.
What if... Okay, so now the first year has passed.
I have plenty of follow-up questions.
The first year... Oh, no, you can ask questions.
Well, how are they killed? How old are they? Are they deserving of dying? Are they a saintly person? Are they like a wonderful volunteer person who helps out people and they're slowly strangled to death in front of their children? Is that how they die? Or okay. Are they like an old shitty person who lived a crappy life and they die by running their car into a tree?
Okay. I'll answer that they all, like, as soon as you push the button, it's like the off button. So they just go,
boom, they die.
They just
okay.
Crumble.
Are they young, old people?
It's a mix.
A mix.
It's a mix.
That's why I don't ask questions.
See? I don't know how to press the button.
Because I would say, like, after my whole lifetime of pressing this button, I would, like, eliminate 0.00000000, like, 1-2% of the population. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I might, Scott, in this scenario, can I have a gun in this scenario? But you're here presenting me with this box. Can I have a gun? I don't want a gun. Can I have a gun in this scenario?
Sure.
Okay. I might say, hey, I don't want to live in a world where this exists, and then shoot you and then shoot myself.
You said you have a gun.
Yes.
You didn't say anything about bullets.
Well, then I'll say, I don't want to live in a world where this exists, and hold up to your head and go, click, 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 and you will shit your pants in front of me. And I'll say, boy, maybe you should rethink this whole button thing.
And now you just got a random button in your house that no one knows what it's for.
Yeah.
Right, and you have a pants full of shit.
Okay. All right. See, okay. Okay, what if I changed it to once every 2 months?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Once every 3 months. That's four people a year.
You can keep doing this. I'm not going to do it.
Once a year.
I'm not. How much do you want to say? I'm not going to do it. The knowledge that I have murdered somebody somehow is too much, and I will imagine I will think about that too often.
All right,
I've had people I know died unrelated to me, and I still can't wrap my head around that kind of stuff. Like recently, not even close people, but people I kind of know. My landlord, the guy who owns my house, he died.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure what's going to happen right now, but I don't know what happens with that. Actually, his wife is coming over tomorrow to look through the house for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Either way, he died about a month ago.
Jesus.
And it's, every day I think about it, I'm like, this used to be his house.
He's
just gone.
He's gone.
I had nothing to do with that. I cannot imagine knowing there's a person out there, and I would like start creating this life for them that existed, and I couldn't do it.
Okay, but you're still pushing it every month.
Well, John's like, yep.
I didn't know if I protest just a tiny bit that it could be every 2 months or or every 3 months, that would have been nice.
Here's the deal. After the first year, it moves it up to every 2 weeks.
What? This seems arbitrary.
No, I would find it. Well, I'm just saying, eventually it just becomes a point where you just kill, like, you just die. It's like, no, I'm not killing this many people. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out, what that point would be, John.
I have no idea.
John did the math. 720 people. He would be comfortable with that.
See, okay, but this was kind of my hypothesis. This is kind of my hypothesis.
It was, because look, if you look at the overall population, if I get to live and no one else I know close to me die, no one else I know dies, 720 people is nobody. That could be a random person in Antarctica dies, a random person in Hawaii dies, and a random person like that. Well, how many people die in a day? Like
lots.
Thousands.
Yes.
At least.
Okay, but what if at the end of the year...
You get all their birthday presents.
I was trying to figure out how to work this, because I'm like... Each year on your birthday, you get a packet of paper.
Okay.
And it has a list of the person's name and what city they lived in.
But would it give me age?
Nope.
No, you have to dig and find out that for yourself.
Well, you get the detective.
Yeah. Sure. You sure could.
Or you can just ignore it.
Yeah.
It's true. If I get
you get a package of 12 pieces of paper.
I can just burn it.
And it just has a name.
Why are you wasting paper? Just give me one piece
of
paper.
There's a lot of effort on them. I don't know the
I really go like, what happens if I don't, like, yeah, it's like, how are you going to kill me? Like, how do I die if I don't press this button?
Because I have a different button.
This is your button. Someone else has a button. That's why, John.
Can I see inside the box?
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's magic.
It's James Marsden name?
Yep, James Marsden, Cameron Diaz is there. The guy that we were,
Alex Trebek.
Gillian Jacobs is there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, actually, I was thinking more about, like, there's a comic book called Kill or Be Killed. It's really good. But it's like a demon who threatens to kill this guy, and he has to go out and, kill someone each month. It's a good comic. It's really good.
Dude, that's a totally different thing, too. You have to go kill someone?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, if you just push a button.
Sure.
But but my hypothesis was true. I figured John would push it immediately.
Yeah.
I figured you'd be more hesitant. But after asking questions, you're like, nope. And then I'd be like, fuck it. Forget the box. Just kill me now. Because I don't want to do that. I wouldn't push a button.
To be sure, I don't want to die, but...
Oh, yeah, no, but if I said...
Now, for me, if you would have said, if anyone I know would die, then I would just die. Like, I can't handle the fact that I'd be responsible for anybody's death. But if they're a stranger that I don't know them, like...
What? Let's say we could. Let's say you could get past that. It was someone you know that dies.
Yeah.
And then how do you think that would, like, the scenarios in the future would end up, like, in a social situation? Be like, oh,
Where's Chad?
Oh, jeez, yeah. I don't know.
He's supposed to play guitar.
He just died.
I don't even know how to crumble. I would
like
just
he was
like,
totally healthy. Chad just died.
He was still running a marathon.
Yeah.
I just kind of sit there. I would just probably leave.
John, you're awfully quiet. Just slowly back out of the room.
It was weird.
I feel like after four drinks, I've been like,
This fucking guy with a box.
He
just came in.
He was volunteering at the hospital helping children that were sick, and he fell over and died.
Well, he's around a lot of disease. That's a little.
But yeah, I, that.
But then you find out not pushing the button doesn't kill you.
Oh shit!
Borg.
I don't know. Button. That was a weird little thing.
I like how you pronounce button.
Button.
And he pronounces both T's. Same with kitten and mitten.
Yes, we went over this 3 years ago
on the podcast.
Yeah.
And fitten 3 years ago. Maybe. That's when we started this podcast. Have we reached the end?
This specific episode. Push the button, Frank. Haha, it missed your sense.
No, I mean the end of the podcast. So, like, it wrapped all the way back around to the beginning again.
No, because it started in, like, June or July. Oh, shit, it's end of May! It's middle of May! Yeah. I don't know.
We've talked about everything we need to talk about.
I think we're good.
You're shitting in public?
I don't.
We decided we're
not... You hit a button. You're having sex with friends in your dreams.
Friends' wives.
Friends' wives.
So your friends' wives aren't your friends?
I mean, they are on Facebook. I don't hang out with them outside of work. Or, I mean, not outside of work, outside of life.
Outside of life.
Metaphorical.
See, I would totally, because I mentioned, like, on Facebook, like, a few weeks ago, I said, oh, I had a, what did I say? I want to get the wording right, because it was a funny joke to me, but you probably said, oh, that's negative. So every time I post anything that I think is funny, you're like, that's negative. Just so negative. What a negative man you are.
What font is he using for that voice?
I don't know.
I mean, they go every other, so I don't know which one.
Because I said, did I delete it, maybe?
Medium one?
No. Oh, when you have a sex dream about your friend's wife and you wake up feeling guilty instead of awesome. Oh, I never finished the sentence.
Well, that might be... part of the problem.
When you have a sex dream about your friend's wife and you wake up feeling guilty instead of awesome. Or maybe I forgot meant to say it sucks when. Yeah, that was the question.
What was
the question? It sucks when you have a sex dream about your friend's wife and you wake up feeling guilty instead of awesome.
It's not a question.
I know it's not a question anymore. Is it? Is it when you open?
Good night, everybody.
Oh.
You made it, Scott. You made it.
I did it. Oh. Is that a rocket?
That's a strange song.
What song is this?
You're Making It Easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that in my folder?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well...
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.